unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle do or die, a real live nephew of his Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. He's got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's his Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to Iceland just to ride the ponies. He is a Yankee Doodle boy.
Yankee Doodle went to town, a riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
Oh, he's a Yankee Doodle dandy. A Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of his Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. He's got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's his Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to Ireland just to ride the ponies. He is a Yankee Doodle.
Yip, yip, a Yankee Doodle.
He is a Yankee Doodle boy.
Yankee Doodle. government is increasing its power to watch you and diminishing your power to watch the government, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill, and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called A Whole Bunch of Really Short Songs and a Couple of Longer Ones, Part 2, a follow-up on the theme that we had first done last month in March. And that set was composed of a whole bunch of really short songs. We started off with Prince and the Revolution and I Wonder You from their Parade album. Then Lead Belly, Master of the Acoustic 12-String Guitar. Green Corn from Where'd You Sleep Last Night? The Lead Belly Legacy, Volume 1. Then the Ramones with Cretan Hop. The Dave Myers Project gave us Hell's Racers. Then we heard some music from Cambodia, the Pinpeat Orchestra and La Smur Ru. Elite gave us Two Potato from the Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 1. And, well, my eternal gratitude to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez for turning me on to that great compilation album. And you can catch Coffee and Smoke's Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on his show, The Desperate Hours. Yeah, 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings here on WMFO in Medford. And we followed that with David Grisman and Fort Worth Drag off of this wonderful album, Tone Poems 3, The Sounds of the Great Slide and Resophonic Instruments. And that comes in a spectacular CD package that has a full color booklet illustrating with actual photos, yes, of each of the great slide and resophonic instruments that were used on every single track on that album. Every song has an entry in that little full color booklet, and it's a compelling reason to buy a CD. Although it does take up space for sure. But, you know, it's a wonderful little booklet worth of space instead of just a plastic container. We followed that with some Bing Crosby singing Yankee Doodle Boy. And then The Ventures, an instrumental with a pretty nice 60s guitar, Dick Tracy. Then we went over to Southeast Asia, Cambodia again. And that was some unnamed various artists. And that piece was Bring Tube Zither from the compilation Bamboo on the Mountains. Kamu Highlanders from Southeast Asia and the United States. Some of them emigrated here after the wars in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos. Then we finished up the music in that set with the UK Subs and Living Dead. And then a public service message about the importance of contraception. In that case, particularly emergency contraception, from the Pacific Institute for Women's Health. And, you know, things are looking up here at WMFO. We've got some new paint and pictures going on the wall. I stepped outside here a little while ago to see our music director, Alexander Golan, working with some other volunteers. And we're going to have some new artwork on the walls here. Studio A, which is where I am currently broadcasting from, has some pretty cool cartoons painted. Well, cartoon-like artwork. Well, there is just so much going on here. We've even got courtesy of Brian Young, a blue lava lamp. So, that can be up, right? So the next piece that we're going to play for you is actually the Seed Crystal, kind of the song, the thing that gave me the idea to have a part two for this theme. And I was reading this older issue of Guitar Player magazine and came across an interview with John Frusciante, who was twice the guitar player in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And he left the band, well, twice, in fact. The first time for maybe more personal drug-related addiction reasons. And then the second time because he wanted to be doing other kinds of music, and he realized that he just couldn't do it in the Red Hot Chili Peppers with what they're all about and what their fans want. And this particular piece that I'm going to play for you is called Sect Insurgent, and he released it under the name Trick Finger, and you can easily find it for free on the web because he posted it there along with a whole bunch of his other pieces that he's made and wants to distribute freely so everybody can listen to them. And well, why don't I just read this quote from the interview, this excerpt from the interview describing how this piece came about and what got me so fascinated in listening to it and wanting to play it for you. So John Frusciante says, I had a dream in which I was sitting in my house listening to a 20-minute piece, and a 20-minute long piece of music that I'd made out of nothing but samples. This was his dream. And it was one band followed by another, with sort of segueing elements between them. There was a Beatles section, a Pink Floyd section, a Talking Heads section. So I listened to the whole thing in my dream, and the last thing I thought before waking was, once you've done this, you'll be able to do anything. So throughout the next year, I worked on recreating that piece, little by little. It was intimidating at first, but by the time I had completed the entire 20 minutes, about 8 months later, I'd come to feel that sitting down with a bunch of samples was the same thing as sitting down with my guitar. And he gives instructions for how you can find this piece, Sect Insurgent, online for free. And it's a pretty weird piece, but I hope you will enjoy it. Here's John Frusciante, also known as Trick Finger, Sect Insurgent, only on WMFO. Oh yeah, baby, WMFO in Medford.
Green.
Well, that was John Frusciante, former guitarist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, twice, in fact. And that was a piece he composed and produced using samples and other things that originally came to him in a dream. It's called Sect and Sargent, and you can find it under his name, also Trick Finger, for free on the internet. And I've also included a link to a Bandcamp website where you can hear that song. Pretty crazy stuff, but I wanted you to hear it, and I hope you enjoyed it. So we have just about 12 minutes left before Chase Carson comes in with a time tunnel, and a special treat tonight, old school Steve back on the air, bringing you some of his favorite music, and I'll be tuning into that as well. So we've got just two songs left for you here. The first we're gonna hear from Infected Mushroom, one of my favorite bands. I don't play them a whole lot, but I sure do on this show. But I sure do play them when I'm going out running, high energy electronic music. And then we're also going to segue in to the jazz prelude to the time tunnel, some Sun Ra this evening, and Mayan Temple. All that coming up in the next 12 minutes. And this particular piece from Infected Mushroom is called LSD. It's about the drug, lysergic acid diethylamide.
With the advent of acid, we discovered a new way to think. And it had to do with piecing together new thoughts in your mind. Why is it that people think it's so evil? What is it about it that is scares people so deeply? Even the guy that invented it, what is it? Because they're afraid that there's more to reality than they have confronted. That there are doors that they're afraid to go in, and they don't want us to go in there either, because if we go in, we
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. And that was one of the bands that I listened to as much as AC/DC. Infected Mushroom. And I haven't really played them a whole lot on my sound collages. But I'd like to. And they've got some great tracks to mix audio clips from who knows where on top of. But right now, you're listening to Sun Ra and his orchestra. And this is a track called Mayan Temple, off of his Mayan Temples album. And this is really, at this point, the prelude, the jazz prelude to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Classic rhythm and blues, funk, soul, dance, and disco from back in the day. And this evening, Old School Steve will be bringing you some of his favorite music of those multiple genres. Well, thanks so much for listening. Our theme this evening has been a whole bunch of really short songs and a couple of longer ones, and I hope you enjoyed it all. We'll be back again next week, and I hope you have a safe and fun weekend and weekdays. Until then.